An excellent way to get into the habit of creating and managing change is to practice change. I know a businessman who is a successful inventor, high-tech entrepreneur, and self-made millionaire. One of the keys to his success is a simple act of practicing change. He made a point of doing something, anything, different every day. That something can be as simple as taking a new route to work, trying a new restaurant at lunch, reading an author he's never read before, calling up someone he's been wanting to meet, literally anything that pops into his head, representing a change from his daily routine. That simple act keeps him from falling into ruts, but it also keeps him from other changes that inevitably fall into his orbit. Whatever comes along can be handled more easily and more effectively because he remains comfortable with change. He makes a serious effort to avoid living in a comfort zone. When life throws him a curve, he swings and knocks the ball out of the ballpark because he's ready. I do the same thing and want you to start doing it too. Every day I try to do things differently from the way I did the day before. If I started shaving on the right side of my face, I move to my left. If I put on my shoes left first, I start with the right. If I took Main Street to the office yesterday, today I'll take center. If I had fish for lunch, tomorrow I'll have chicken. The point is to make a conscious effort to incorporate change into your daily routine. That's how you keep your day from becoming, well, routine. That's a fine idea you should adopt, making one change into your life a day. It's simple, quick, and easy, and a great little training ground for the bigger changes and challenges that will inevitably come along. How do you learn to change, people ask me? You learn by doing, by practicing change. So, what are you having for lunch today? Bad reason number four is another bad attitude known as, why take a chance? For the more adventurous out there, the answer is a bold, why not? But for most folks, number four is related to number two, fear of the unknown. Why take a chance is another way of saying, I'm staying right here in my little old comfort zone. The challenge with this reason is similar, too. Sooner or later, that comfort zone will get mighty uncomfortable. It has to. Our world is moving far too rapidly for anything.